You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael. We hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. 2 weeks ago, the Fry Foods processing plant in Weezer shut down after employees started testing positive for COVID-19. The company Fry Foods makes products like onion rings and mozzarella sticks, and the majority of employees are Latino. It has a second plant in Ontario, Oregon. Once the company, though, started seeing positive cases of COVID-19, it had a dilemma. Should it stay open? Should every worker get tested? Who pays for those tests? Turns out the answer to those questions were not clear. Idaho Statesman reporters Audrey Dutton and Nicole Foy have been following this story and join us now on Idaho Matters. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start with the when and the how about the outbreak at Fry Foods. So Audrey, when did the workers in Weezer first start getting sick?
I believe it was a couple of weeks ago. Nicole knows the timeline a lot better than I do.
Yeah, it started on Mother's Day, Sunday. That was the first time when the managers at Fry Foods learned, they were notified that a worker had tested positive. They ended up actually shutting down that very day that they got that first test for a couple of really big reasons. One, they learned that that worker who tested positive likely interacted with a significant number of employees at a family party. And not only that, right before this worker received the positive test, they actually went back to work and were involved in passing out PPE to people within the facility. So they realized pretty quickly that it wasn't just one positive test on that Mother's Day weekend, but that there was a good chance that a number of employees could have been infected and they couldn't possibly trace them all right away. So that's when they first started seeing those tests, and that's when they made the decision to shut down the plant in Weezer for that week.
So even though they had contract tracing on that patient zero, the Weezer plant has 260 employees. So there was that response from Fry Foods when employees started to test positive. Now, your article in the Statesman pointed out some problems with how businesses in Idaho are supposed to respond to an outbreak. Can you outline the different and sometimes conflicting recommendations from CDC, state, and local health districts?
There have been conflicting reports all over the state for the past 2.5 months. Various entities are interpreting guidelines in certain ways. Some of the guidelines were a little bit unclear. There's been some conflict between the CDC and state guidelines more recently, particularly on asymptomatic cases. So the CDC in early May said, okay, you can test asymptomatic people in certain situations that are identified as a high priority for public health reasons. Clinicians can make this decision. Public health agencies can make this decision based on your state and local plans. Here, the most recent guidance we had was coming from prior to that was don't test asymptomatic people. There were tiers of people and levels of priority for those tests. So some of the tests were so important they would be sent to the state lab where they would have as quick as a one-day turnaround time. Other tests would be sent out of state for 8 to 10 days. But asymptomatic individuals were not to be tested because of a shortage. We just didn't have enough supplies, didn't have enough labs with enough staffing to be able to run tests on everyone in the state. So in this case, though, it kind of exemplifies what happens and what a lot of businesses are going to see eventually, which is what happens when you have one case and you have that person having interacted with a lot of other coworkers. Do you get them tested? So in this situation, workers went to several different locations trying to get tested. Some were turned away. Some got tests. Some got two tests.
Audrey, let me ask, were workers asked to go take these tests, or is it something they did voluntarily?
It was kind of a mix. So right away, the company, and to be clear, this was a company that was very proactive, was was aware that there could be a good chance that they could have a lot of asymptomatic transmission in their workplace or among their employees. So it was kind of a mix. They were trying to get testing for their employees and were willing to cover it at a number of clinics. And they were more, sometimes successful and sometimes not. And so they did also have some employees trying and occasionally succeeding to go on their own to get tested. But the company was kind of, as far as we can tell, and what they told us, was pulling out all the stops to try to get, if not all of their workers tested, at least the 60 or 70 that they had the greatest fear might have come in contact with that first positive case. Mm-hmm.
And we've seen this story elsewhere. One of the nation's big meat processors, Smithfield Food, offers free tests to all its workers on a voluntary and continuing basis. So not mandatory, but strongly encouraged. We're speaking with Idaho Statesman reporters Nicole Foy and Audrey Dutton about the outbreak of COVID-19 at the Fry Foods processing plant in Weezer. Okay, so catching up with the timeline, the private partnership Crush the Curve stepped in and offered to test all the employees, and then the state got involved with processing some of these tests. So who pays for this?
Tests that go through the state lab are processed at no expense to the patient. I don't believe they even bill insurance. So if you as an individual go to your doctor to get your tests done, typically your insurance, if you have it, would cover that at this point.
And Nicole, you went to the Weezer plant to watch the testing. What did you see?
Well, it was kind of a, if you haven't seen, there's been a lot of pictures and stuff of some of these mass testing operations, and it's really surreal because you've got the people, in this case from Crush the Curve and Salzer Health, who are running around and, you know, in very extensive PPE and masks and smocks. They're running around and almost everybody else is in their car. All of the workers were required to show up and get a test. The company told them, if you want to be able to come back to work, you need to show up. And because there was so much concern about transmission within the community, they also brought some of their family members who they were worried had been exposed, if they had been exposed. So it was a parking lot full for 2 to 3 hours of hundreds of workers in their cars. And as you can imagine, people were pretty scared. I mean, it's a pretty scary operation to show up to and see this full, this full mass of people in their cars. Everyone who I spoke to was wearing masks, and it's also, you know, not a very pleasant test. And honestly, though, people were mostly scared because they had been hearing rumors. By this time, it was Thursday. They had been hearing rumors from spreading. Around friends and family, around the town, that people had tested positive, that they could be sick. It was a really, really interesting situation. And on top of that, many of these workers only spoke Spanish. And so there was a lot of concern with maybe not knowing how to fill out the forms, even though they did have a lot of Spanish forms, a lot of people running around helping to translate. It's a confusing and scary process in the best of times, but in this case, in an area of rural Idaho, where a lot of these workers also don't necessarily have access to a lot of medical care because of lack of insurance or lack of money to pay for it, the scene was kind of grim in some ways.
Nicole, you paint that picture so well, masks and smocks and, you know, fears and rumors, but also these language and cultural barriers. Also in this reporting, there's a disconnect in Idaho about what to do when COVID-19 hits a business like Fry Foods. The company has a second plant over the Oregon border in Ontario where someone has tested positive. So what's happening there, and how do you contrast that with what we learned from the Malheur County Health Department?
Well, there appeared to have been a lot. One of the things, the clearest things that we were hearing from both the workers, from the managers, is that they seem to have trouble, especially since they're trying to manage possible outbreaks in plants on either side of the border, and just communicating with these health districts. The managers who we spoke to said they had an incredibly difficult time getting information about workers who possibly could have tested positive from the Malheur Regional Health District because of some concerns that that health district had with releasing names because of HIPAA concerns. And that's really hard when owners are trying to do their best to, one, answer questions from employees who are hearing all of the same things that they're hearing, and two, try to figure out what do we do? Do we shut down for a couple of days until we figure out what we need to do? Do we test everyone? At the end, they ended up also paying, the company paid for testing for their Ontario employees because they did shut down the plant for a couple of days because workers just didn't want to come. They didn't want to work. They walked off the floor because they were concerned about the testing. Now, both of these plants have since reopened because with employees who have tested negative. There, it's in, for the most case, it's minimal, only a couple of lines, and trying to keep people even more separated and operating at lower capacity. But there was a lot of disconnect that at least the owners were experiencing as they're dealing with the state lab, as they're dealing with the local Southwest District Health for the Weezer side, also dealing with the Ontario side. It was a pretty difficult situation, especially when you're dealing with, testing 500 people.
Oh, I can imagine. Two different states, different counties. Weezer plant is open and the Ontario plant now open. And as you said, Fry Foods, was kind of preemptive about this, was a little bit proactive. I'll leave you with this question. What about smaller businesses who, say, can't afford to pay to test all their employees during an outbreak? Have you talked to business owners who express that concern?
We haven't, at least for this story, we didn't talk with them. The testing recommendations that came out on Friday do address some of this, hopefully, at least with guidance on who gets a test and who doesn't. One of the things that the Fry Foods outbreak has shown us is that there's a lot of disconnect between all of the entities making all of these decisions. And this testing guideline recommendations actually lays out some coordination. And people can go read this on rebound.idaho.gov. It's posted there. You can read the detailed recommendations and see where you might fall in these categories, but it lays out certain groups that receive a priority for testing.
Well, thank you. Important coverage and perhaps a look at what's to come. We've been speaking with Idaho Statesman reporters Nicole Foy and Audrey Dutton about the outbreak of COVID-19 at the Fry Foods processing plant in Weezer. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Michael, and this is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News.